This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Good morning, good evening, wherever you're tuning in from. Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are all here with me today. We've got an amazing show in store for you with a couple of wonderful guests, not just one. By the way, did you catch last week's show with Reverend Dr. Kimberly Maroney of Gateway University? Wonderful show. I hope you have a chance to see it. All right, let's get started with, of course, my blog post from a couple of years ago. Our blog post today is entitled, "What Holds Us Back from Our Dreams is Only Our Fears." There is sometimes a struggle within us. We think we know what we want in life. It can seem clear what our passion is. Yet when it is not how we make our money, the water can be muddy. To see clearly is usually not that easy, for there are so many considerations and choices. We might like what we do to earn a living, but would we stop it if we suddenly won the lottery? Sometimes our passion is not what we make a living at. And for some reason, we don't even consider turning our passion into our livelihood. It might be a blind spot, or it could be because we can't see how to turn it into something that supports us. Yet sometimes there is something a little more hidden at work. The real reason we aren't pursuing our passion is because of fear. Fear of the failure that could happen if we try. Or more likely, fear of the success we could experience if we give it our all. Both prospects are uncomfortable for us. No matter how much we might think we want it. For they are both the result of a change. A change in who we currently are to who we will become by simply trying. It is easy to just write off making our passion our career as just a dream, that we are too old, too poor, too alone to make it happen. For if we try to make it happen and we succeed, then we have to give up all of our excuses. We can no longer play small or put things off until tomorrow. Going for our dream and our passion is not something that comes from the head, but from the heart. When we can no longer live in a way that we are just surviving and not thriving, we have to try. For ultimately, it is not about the money. It is not about what others think of us. What we must come to terms with is not fully living in our joy. Who are we to have a happy life? And who are we to live in ease and flow while so many others struggle every day? The real question is, Who are we not to try? If we do not pick up the mantle of the person who follows their passion, who else will do it for us? No one. We can only do it for ourselves. And for each one of us who makes that frightful decision, we live as an example for others to follow. Making our dream our life's path is not only for us, it is for everyone else. For they are all waiting for us to show them it is safe for them to pursue their passion as well. It may be a scary prospect to pursue our dream. A more scary prospect is living a life where we don't. So what passion have you put on the side for another day? How can you start to move in the direction of making your passion your vocation? So I wrote this blog post a couple of years ago. I believe this was after one of our events at the Evolutionary Business Council. And there was a lot of talk about pursuing your dream. And this kind of inspiration came to me about how pursuing our dreams is not just about ourselves. It's not just about us living an amazing life. It's about us doing it so we can be an example, a role model for other people. But there's always this resistance we hit up against whenever we try to do anything different. And there's two sides to the resistance. Most people think that fear that stops them from moving forward is all about the fear of failure. Like, oh my God, what happens if I try this and it doesn't work and I don't succeed? You know, what will people think of me? But sometimes that fear is not really what keeps us from pursuing it. It's the other side of that coin. It's the, oh my God, what happens if I pursue it and it actually works out? What happens if I actually pursue my dream and it works? Who will I be? How will I be as a person? Like, will I have the same friends? Will I live in the same neighborhood? Like, all this stuff that's so familiar to me suddenly might not be the same. And that fear of change keeps us from really pursuing and stepping into what we love so much. And you know, it's so funny when I work with people and I coach them and facilitate them. So often I hear about what their dream is, whether it's to be an artist, a musician, create some kind of company, do this. And I'm like, well, why not? And it's like, oh, well, it's too hard. You know, oh, you know, it's only one in a million people end up becoming a famous actor. And I'm like, you don't have to be a famous actor. You just have to act. Or even if you don't think you're good at acting, but you love film and movies, there are a million different jobs around a movie that you can get. You don't have to be the person in front of the camera. We tend to have this very myopic view that pursuing our dream only looks like one thing. But if we can expand our vision into all the things related to that dream, there are many possible ways of pursuing our dream. You know, it might not be the most direct or that most upfront thing that we're thinking of, but there are always ways to get involved with the very thing that we love so much. You know, I get it. You know, if we have a full-time job and you have a family and you have responsibilities and you get so tired by the end of the day and you just don't feel like you have the energy to pursue it, I get it. I know what that's like. But when there's that burning passion in our hearts, that it's like we've got to do this or we just can't live with ourselves. That's when we move forward. That's when our passion becomes our vocation. And sometimes it just starts off as an avocation. Sometimes it just starts off as, you know, maybe you're volunteering or you get an internship in some industry that you really want to get into. So you learn, you get some experience before you actually fully dive in with both feet in a way that you can support yourself. There are so many different paths that can take us to that flame that is our dream. It doesn't have to look like one thing, but one thing is for certain. If we really want it and we're not moving forward, we've really got to do some self-reflection. We've really got to look at what is holding us back and see and ask ourselves a very simple question. What fear is it that's keeping me from changing, from moving forward? From being the person I have to become in order to achieve what I want to achieve. Just start by asking the question. And you know the way the universe works. If you ask the question, you'll find the answers. And I know it might be a scary prospect because once you have those answers, there's no excuse. I mean, there's really no excuse anyway. But this blog post is a call to all of you, my loyal listeners who tune in every week. What's your passion? What are you not fulfilling in your life that would make your heart sing? And maybe it's not about a career. Maybe it's not about a business. Maybe it's about, I don't know, just volunteering or just doing something for yourself, or maybe it's travel or, you know, who knows? There's so many possibilities. But what is it that would light up your heart? So take a look. What passion have you put on the side? And why don't we go and try and pursue that passion? All right. So that's my blog post for this week. It's entitled, What Holds Us Back from Our Dreams is Only Our Fears. And of course, you can always find my blogs at talkradio.nyc/blog and on my personally branded website, theconsciousconsultant.com. I hope you enjoyed it and we'll have another one next week. All right. So now it is my extreme pleasure to welcome to the show authors, strategists, executive coaches, and co-owners, Jennifer Mulholland and Jeff Shuck. Jennifer is an author, strategist, alchemist, executive coach, and co-owner of Plenty Consulting. From a very young age, she's been dedicated to raising the consciousness of people on the planet. My kind of folk, right? For the last decade, she and her business partner, Jeff, have helped thousands of conscious leaders and businesses grow in revenue, impact, and fulfillment. Before becoming co-owner of Plenty, Jennifer was chief innovation officer at SunGard, a Fortune 500 technology company. She founded several businesses focusing on bridging the gap between information and the impact in healthcare, technology, and holistic well-being. She's a certified Reiki and Theta healer trained in shamanic and energy medicine. Jeff is an accomplished leader and an entrepreneur with deep experience in the leadership development, consulting, and social impact arenas. Jeff is co-owner of Plenty Consulting with his business partner, Jennifer. Together, they have helped thousands of for-profit and nonprofit leaders and organizations create their strategies, grow their fundraising, innovate programs, and develop conscious cultures. Before founding Plenty, Jeff was co-founder and CEO of the fundraising firm Event 360, raising nearly $1 billion for charity over 12 years. Jeff, Jennifer, welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour.
Thank you so much for having us. It's a privilege to be here.
Thank you, Sam.
It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. So real quick, how long have the two of you known each other?
I keep saying 25 years. I actually think it's probably longer.
I think it's exactly 25 years, but that's long.
Okay. Yeah. Wow.
When we were kids.
Half our lives. Right? Half our lives.
Yeah. It's funny how quickly time flows by sometimes, doesn't it? And how long before, and out of that 25 years, how long ago did the two of you co-found Plenty Consulting?
Say it.
We,
10 years. 11
yeah, 10
years.
Years ago.
10 years ago. So you knew each other and you were friends and together for 15 years before you even started the organization.
Yes. Our paths, we always stayed in touch. We took different tracks after we met in the .com days in technology in Salt Lake City in 1999. And yes, so we stayed in touch, but had a reconvening about 11 years ago that brought us to merge our efforts to do what we do today.
And I know you want us to talk about us. I want to talk about your blog post because that was fantastic. And actually a huge part of our story is because we were lucky enough to hear that calling or hear that advice long, long ago. So maybe after break, we can thread our story into the incredible advice that you shared with the post you read.
Of course. You know, it's every single week, you know, I'm just reading these in order, in chronological order, but somehow the post that comes up is always so apropos for the guests I have that week. It's amazing how that works. And before we go to break, I see we have a loyal listener on the Facebook Live, Derek, who says, woot, woot, love Jennifer Mulholland and Jeff Shook of Plenty. So it looks like you guys got some fans out there.
Thank you, Derek.
All right. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, let's just talk about both of your journeys a little bit about, you know, what was it that kind of brought you to focus on this passion of working with conscious leaders and focusing on of helping people to be more awake, more aware, and more present to what their true passions are. Okay.
Sounds great.
Let's do it.
So everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern, right here on talkradio.nyc and all over social media. On YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, even Twitch. And we'll be right back with our guests, Jeff and Jennifer, in just a moment.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant. And on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a high-achieving, growth-oriented leader? Are you interested in developing your authentic leadership while creating a healthy, inclusive workplace? Hi, I'm Dr. Mira Bronku, host of The Hard Skills on talkradio.nyc at 5 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays, where we discuss how leaders develop the hard skills needed to make a greater impact. We interview experts, have live coaching, and tackle these challenges. Listen to The Hard Skills on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
If you don't have your health, what do you really have? It's time to feel good in your body and shift from struggle to ease. Hi, I'm Elizabeth Tripp, your host of Nourish the Soul, where we explore the sacred wisdom of your body while you sit back, relax, and go on a journey of self-discovery. Join me every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to awaken your heart, transform your well-being, and unlock a deeper understanding of yourself.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
And welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're speaking this hour with Jennifer Mulholland and Jeff Shook of Plenty Consulting. So Jennifer, I want to start with you first. You've worked in Fortune 500 companies in technology. I want to call it sort of the spiritual side of you, the side of you that really was drawn to making a bigger difference than just to the dollars and cents. Was this something that was always there in the back of your mind, or did something happen that really sort of pull you forward and say, no, this is what I want. This is the type of work I want to focus on.
I have been wired for human potential, mine and others, ever since I can remember. That took a form on the field as being an athlete. I just always wanted to be the best, and I wanted to help other people be the best too. I loved teamwork. I loved coaching from a very young age and was really good at it as a young leader. And that just took a lot of different forms. My passion, I would say, like, I've always been a big thinker, and in my SunGuard days, I came up with this slogan that was on all our t-shirts and swags for the consultancy group I was running and innovation. And it said, think big, dream big, make a difference. And the idea of we live in a world of self-inflicted glass ceilings often. Yeah. And we don't even realize we've put ourselves in this box. And so my appetite was always kind of, how can we stretch? What's possible beyond what hasn't been created before? Or I found myself gravitating towards seeing other models out there and all different kinds of flavors. And I loved simplifying, distilling, combining like the best of the best to create something from other things that were working. So I would say that the appetite for human potential always kind of came into expression in leading people. I've been a people leader my whole life and gravitated to services rather than products. And yet, as I climbed the corporate ladder in tech, I mean, I loved what I did, and I got to travel the world, and I really believe that we accomplished the mission to create the first .edus around the world. That was really inspiring, to create the unified digital campus, which is what our mission was. But from a spiritual standpoint, I was roughly 10 or even younger when my grandmother, a third degree Reiki healer, and my mom, who both owned their own health and wellness companies for 25 plus years, introduced me to a lot of healing modalities and spiritual traditions. And similar to my work life, I loved combining different kinds of religions, different kinds of doorways into accessing source, higher light, God, universe, whatever you need that to be. And I found myself getting trained. I just couldn't get enough of learning different healing modalities myself.
So it's in your DNA, huh?
Yes. And it's generational. I come from a lineage of the legacy of light that has been passed down to me. And so, you know, I, right before I went into tech and Jeff and I met, I was studying with a Jungian psychologist, psychotherapist, who was a healer herself. And I had all these incredible experiences of leaving my body, of leading vision quests, of doing group therapy, that led me into working at the Neuropsychiatric Institute with children, adolescents, and adults, and fascinated by psychology and the mental piece of it and healing. I didn't find that it was super safe as I was climbing the corporate ladder to bring that through. Now, it naturally came through because it's honestly been part of who I am. I couldn't really put it in the closet. I would have private conversations with one boss at a time or one team member at a time. But I think wholeheartedly, I was compartmentalized. And I did have a wake-up call where my body started to speak to me and say, let's take a look. Is this what I'm really here for? You know, is this all that there is? And when I sat into that and dove into deeper work with spiritual teachers and alchemy and other healing modalities, I was like, I want to do that and I want to bring it into business. And it encouraged me to take the leap and start my first executive coaching company called Executive Awakenings, to come out of the closet, to really weave the head and the heart, the intuitive and the intellect, the masculine and the feminine, so that we can actualize human potential. And the last thing I would say is my passion has been to help elevate the consciousness of people on the planet, because exactly what you said, I want for myself and others to make it wakeful, to tune into our ability to empower ourselves to choose. Right. To disconnect from the limitations, the box, the cultural conditioning, the family passed down, and to decide, is that useful? Is that helping me be my fullest self or not? And so that's a really big heart of our work. And I am so grateful that I get to bring all of myself to Plenty and to our clients, that to my best ability now, I try not to put any parts of me in the closet.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Thank you, Jennifer. And how about you, Jeff? Did you always have sort of a leaning in this direction, or is it something that just kind of something happened or some event and it was like, oh?
Well, I want to go to your blog post. Because it really spoke to me for a couple of reasons, and I think it's something Jen and I share. When you were speaking, I love that you used vocation. The root of the word vocation is a Latin word that means to call, to hear our calling. And I'm not sure it's always fear for people. I think we get so good at ignoring the calls or numbing them out that often we work with people, they can't even hear that calling anymore, but we all have a calling. And I knew that very early on in my life. When you were reading, Sam, the image that came to me is my father. My father had a PhD in engineering. He was a very hard worker. He was the research executive at a steel company. And the image I always have of him is him hunched over the dinner table during the week working. There were no computers then, so he would be writing out equations longhand till like 11 at night. And then on the weekend, and he looked tired and ashen, and he was probably 10 years younger than I am now. On the weekend, he liked to sail. He had a small sailboat. And if you saw him on Saturday morning, you would not relate to the person you saw Tuesday night. And I remember as a young boy, not even a teenager, knowing that was something that was off and not wanting to be that, not wanting to work during the week to make myself happy on the weekend. I don't know how I knew that. I don't know that anybody pulled me aside. My dad was such a teacher in an unintentional or latent way, maybe. But very early on, by the time I was in high school, was really clear that whatever I did, it was going to be the direct thing that fueled me. So I'm very fortunate that I got that message. And I would say Jen left out a lot of parts of her story of like moving literally across the country to follow her passion to found lacrosse in Utah. And it's something that I think we have in common, this idea that our direct feedback is our work at Plenty. We say our pay is our day. You know, that's really your pay is how you spend your day. Well, I just was fortunate that I knew that really early on. And so in college, I was watching all my friends kind of leap at like, you know, senior year, you don't know what you're going to do. And everyone's scrambling to make money. And I had no value. It didn't mean much to me. I didn't have a big trust fund. My family didn't have a lot of money. It's not that I had this cushion. It's just that it wasn't where I placed value. So I got involved in leadership development at a small nonprofit, and that was very enriching. I think maybe one step removed from what my real passion was helping people find out what's meaningful for them, helping their expression come out. But I started doing work helping people aligned to values. And that was pretty close to what I wanted, but that led me into being a full-time musician a starving artist for 3.5, almost 4 years. And I really felt pretty on blueprint, you know, that idea of expressing what's inside of us. In a lot of ways, it is my spiritual practice, even today. You know, anyone who's created anything can tell you that you're channeling, you're not creating, you're talking to the creator. And that's how I spent a lot of my 20s. It was only my mom ended up dying of cancer. And I felt this calling, again, that my vocation should be more directed in service. I could see the service I was providing as a musician. But it didn't feel totally unselfish, and I felt ready for that. And I would tell you, back to your blog post, Sam, there were lots of weeks that there was no money. I mean, none. I have a memory of there being $10 bills on my refrigerator. You know, when I went to a new gig, you've probably seen this in bars and stuff. Yeah. You'd get your first tip. I'd have someone sign it and I'd put it on my refrigerator. Remember one week having to pull 8 of the 10 off so I could get L fare to take the train to my gig. So I think that did wear me down a little bit too, back to your blog post of just like, how do I square these worlds? How do I channel my passion in a way that actually can be at least can provide for food? I don't know if that I would have consciously described it at that point, but so all of those roads, just like Jen's story, these unexpected twists and turns that we take kind of ended up getting me to the company where I worked with Jen, to getting into fundraising, to getting into nonprofit strategy, to getting into nonprofit leadership development, to getting into helping people feel whole and complete and articulate for themselves what that means. I can look back and see the thread. I can see the through point clear as day back to that kid who was 9. When I was 9, I probably wouldn't have been able to look forward and say it would have taken this expression. Back to your blog post, like allowing ourselves to be open. We set the intention, but we gotta create room for God to do the work, right? There has to be room for the universe to also intend with us. But through all of that, Jen and I were lucky enough to reconnect with each other and found we were doing similar work in a similar way, and felt like two big hearts was better than one. And it's been fulfilling and amazing. And not always easy.
Yeah.
Fulfilling doesn't mean easy, but it's been fulfilling every step of the way.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Okay. Yeah. And actually giving space to the universe can bring us its magic. That's a different blog post. I have a blog post on that too. All right. We're going to take our next break. When we come back, let's talk about just what brought you together that 11 years ago that made you decide at the time you'd known each other for a while to start a venture together. Like, what was the inspiration for Plenty Consulting, and you know, what was that like after knowing each other for so long to actually start working together in that way? Okay, so we'll touch upon that as soon as we come back. So Thank you. Everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. Our guests this hour are Jennifer Mulholland and Jeff Shuck, and we will be right back in just a moment.
Hey, everybody. It's Tommy D, the nonprofit sector connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
Were you an essential worker during the pandemic? If you needed to learn stages of epilepsy, did you depend on advocates? Did you use new innovations to cope with mental and neurological issues? Maintaining high quality of life and keeping good mental health are what we all strive for. I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each week, top healthcare influencers, professionals, and innovators answer these questions and more. Stay tuned on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will continue to be Frank About Health with all of you.
If you don't have your health, what do you really have? It's time to feel good in your body and shift from struggle to ease. Hi, I'm Elizabeth Tripp, your host of Nourish the Soul, where we explore the sacred wisdom of your body while you sit back, relax, and go on a journey of self-discovery. Join me every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to awaken your heart, transform your well-being, and unlock a deeper understanding of yourself.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
And welcome back. So, Jennifer, what were you doing at the time that, and what sort of brought you and Jeff together to with this idea of starting a consulting company?
Well, at the time I was running a company called Healthy Happy Human Beings. And I vividly remember like drawing on the whiteboard at an investor's office just down the street in Park City, Utah, where I live. Mm-hmm. And I had this vision to create a tech platform that I was currently working on. I had an awesome board of advisors, and some were in big data, and some were in strategy, and some were in the health field. The idea was to create a collaborative tech platform locally to unite the consumers, individuals of a community, healthcare providers, and healthy-minded businesses to share what works around being healthy, happy, and whole. And I was in the process of taking over space in the office that I have that is now our retreat center to build out a retreat center, a well-being center. So I had gone through like three iterations of creating a well-being center in Park City, an integrative healthcare model. And I didn't just want to do physical space. I wanted to do it online through tech as well. And so right at that time, Dr. Oz, literally, I think right when Jeff and I reconnected, it was like at the same time Dr. Oz birthed ShareCare, which was a very similar concept. And like it's happened in many times in my career, I'm like, see, I was working on that shit. Like, how did that? And he clearly had a hell of a lot more funding than I did. But it was, you know, I was pursuing this idea that we can help each other if we share what works. And around being healthy, happy, and whole. And so when Jeff and I reconnected, like so many people in our lives, you know, we are all connected. It's like the idea of now, it's not just 6 degrees of separation. It's now feels like it's three. But when we reconnected, and it was like, I was tired of being the lone wolf. I was tired, you know, of trying to sell and bring into form this vision alone. And I'm a team player. Like, I love collaboration. I'm wired for it. Mm-hmm. And I'm very strong-willed. And so not many, that kind of sorts out the partnerships I can have, to be honest. And thankfully, Jeff is a very strong soul and a strong mind. And we just had a deep connection 25 years ago. It was one of those, like, you know somebody so deeply, you don't know how you know them, but there's trust there. We had a shared vision. We could talk for hours. We loved to process. And we felt this commitment to help each other grow. Like, how could we help each other reach our individual full potential? And if we did that, then the ripple effect, which is literally Plenty's logo, you know, then by embodying that, just like you said, modeling the way, just like you said in your blog, we create that impact. So, for me, which we write a lot about and we talk a lot about it in our book, Leading with Light, how do you know when you know, when you don't know how you know?
Right.
And we talk about the landing, look for the landing. And when you don't know, wait. Don't work on it. Put it aside. Allow the universe, the higher light, God, whatever you name it to be, to bring more information to you. And then when you know, when you get that full body knowing, that sixth sense, that intuitive hit, that yes, go for it. And that's what happened when Jeff and I reconnected 11 years ago. I will never forget where I was. I was running on a mountain path, crossing a bridge. He called, and it was almost like, well, do you want to merge our efforts? It was some simple question. Should we do this together? And I just remember feeling like a full body, hell yes. And it was like, that is my knowing came forth, and I didn't question it, and I leaped, and here we are.
Well, and Sam, I just want to give some also credit where credit is due. You know, you said, what was the what? Well, there was actually a who as well. Our dear mutual friend, David Berry, had reached out to both of us saying, I think I want to do a mastermind for a weekend with people that I care about and admire, and we all kindred spirits. And he's very much a heart on sleeve. At Plenty, we say hearts on sleeves, shovels in hands, right? Like, wear your emotions out there and do the work. And we both said yes to that, and still maybe have a bit of latent guilt. David went to bed and we sat up for like 5 hours diagramming the business plan for a new company. But so, and the reason I don't just want to mention him, and he's still a dear friend and involved in our lives, but you know, if you've ever done an improv or music or any kind of performance, right? When you're jamming with people, the rule is you always say yes. You don't say no. When you say no, you shut down things. And I've really come to believe we're all playing improv with spirit all the time. God is asking us, you know, God's asking us to riff, to have fun. And when we say no to things, we shut down all kinds of, oh, I'm too busy. Oh, I have this meeting. Right. Oh, I can't do it. And it's a good example. There's 1,000 reasons we both could have bowed out of that meeting. But for whatever reason, and we don't need to know, to Jen's point, we both said yes, not having no idea that this would result in it. And I just love that part of the story, because we're all presented every day with these opportunities to, you know, to play improv with the divine. And are we saying yes to those? Right? Yeah. Or are we saying we're too busy?
And Jeff, where were you at that time? What were you doing that made it, I get not easy, but made it a hell yes for you to say yes?
Yeah. The really short version is there was kind of this interim step when I left Event 360 and actually took 6 or 7 of the Event 360 team members with me to create kind of Plenty version one. We had this amiable split with the other company and kind of had constituted ourselves as an agency, maybe a traditional like marketing agency. But I was just coming off a team meeting where all 6 of my team members at the time kind of spent 2 days complaining that it wasn't fulfilling. I just knew, like, what the hell am I doing here? You know, this is a lot of work and a lot of risk. By that point, this was the third company I had started. And I just could look around the room and feel like I didn't have a creative partner. I didn't have someone who felt like that what we were trying to do was bigger than what the balance sheet looked like or what the client roster looked like. And so the meeting with Jen, the re-meeting came at this incredible time because it was a remembrance of the things that were important to me in the first place. And it wasn't what the title was on my business card. And it wasn't even what the paycheck was coming into the bank account. Those things are nice and we need those things to live, back to your blog post. But that's not why we're here.
Right.
Right. That's not why we've been incarnated right now, put on this earth. And I think just it was a rekindling for me of what really matters. And like I said, I'm better for it.
Yeah. Wonderful. Wonderful. We've got one more break to take. And then when we come back, we don't have a lot of time, but I do want to squeeze in your book, Leading with Light, and actually what is Plenty Consulting actually doing today? So let's try and like squeeze as much as we can in the last few minutes. Okay. So everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We've been speaking this hour with Jennifer Mulholland and Jeff Shook of Plenty Consulting, and we'll be right back to tie it all up.
Are you a high-achieving, growth-oriented leader? Are you interested in developing your authentic leadership while creating a healthy, inclusive workplace? Hi, I'm Dr. Mira Bronku, host of The Hard Skills on talkradio.nyc at 5 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays, where we discuss how leaders develop the hard skills needed to make a greater impact. We interview experts, have live coaching, and tackle these challenges. Listen to The Hard Skills on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
Hey, everybody, it's Tommy D, the Nonprofit Sector Connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your Conscious Consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
And welcome back. Okay, so Jeff, real quick, what does Plenty Consulting do?
Thank you for asking. We say at Plenty, we help conscious leaders grow. So what that means is we help teams and organizations and individuals find out what truly matters to them and figure out how they can use that to make an impact in the world. So how do I follow my vocation in a way that's sustainable for me and fulfilling for me? And I think in the intro to Jen, we talked about three ways we talk about growth: revenue, impact, and fulfillment. So revenue is, you know, can you keep the lights on as an organization? Can you afford your apartment? Impact is, are we making a difference in the world around us? And then back to the idea that our pay is our day, fulfillment, is the work really meaningful to me? And I loved, back to your blog post, Sam, I think we loved that there's often this kind of false trade between, well, I'm making money or I'm making a difference, but I don't really enjoy it. And the Plenty way, back to the ripple Jen talked about, is starting with fulfillment. What truly matters to us? Why do we feel like we're here, either as a team or as people? And if we can get clear on that, we'll make a difference in the people around us. And if we're smart about how we make that difference and we're confident in how we ask, we'll get the revenue we're looking for. So there's lots more to that. If people are interested, you can find us at plentyconsulting.com and find out more about how we work and what we believe.
And Jennifer, the two of you came out with a book recently.
We did. It's called Leading with Light, Choosing Conscious Leadership When You're Ready for More.
There you go.
And
Jeff.
It really talks about how we can become more aware, aligned, and intentional in our work and life and how we lead ourselves and others. And, you know, maybe I'll just kind of tease up the grounding of what Jeff said so there's context for it. This is like our leadership lens. But when we talk about growth and abundant mindset and helping companies, you know, what we did last week, what we're doing this week and next week, I think gives a great flavor that we do a lot. Last week, in the spirit of conscious leadership, we hosted Lantern 2. We have a leadership retreat for conscious leaders. We're in our 10th year. October will be our 20th session. And Lantern 2 is people coming back to experience it annually. And so 4 days in beautiful Park City at a retreat center called Heart Space, helping people connect from strangers all over the world who are really ready to tap themselves for that full potential, to realign to their light and to lead themselves in a more conscious way. Today, as an example, not only talking to you, we're about to go into a conversation with Huntsman Cancer Center regarding their fundraising strategy. After that, we're preparing for next week. We head up to Seattle. We've been working with Fred Hutch Cancer Center for 3 years, leading their strategy, their fundraising growth, and helping them really take their Obliter ride to whole new levels for their donors and for the impact they want to make. The following week, we're off to Fidelity Charitable to work with their team of strategists to help create a unified culture of growth, of abundance, so that what they offer for their donors, the largest donors in the world, they get to practice for themselves. So the book is a culmination of not just the last 10 years together doing this work and tried and true with our leadership retreat, but it's really personal stories, client stories, practices to ground what we're talking about, kind of like a self-help book, but instead of it teaching you and telling you what you need to do to become a better leader, which is totally covered in the leadership space, by the way. And that's great if you're seeking that. This is more about helping you remember who to be and helping you be more you in your fullest, authentic, raw, messy, juicy, lively, powerful way, whatever that means. So we're really excited for Leading with Light. We've been humbled by the reviews and the people that have taken the time to read it. And we're going through the Audible recording to launch that version on the winter solstice of this year.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Jeff, I'm curious, this idea of conscious leadership, it's not a very new concept, but it's still one that you don't hear talked about necessarily a lot in public discourse. Do you find the type of people that you work with are more open to that kind of conversation these days? Or is there still some resistance there?
I do think it's changing. I'll be honest with you. I was initially resistant to the label. Jen, I think 4 or 5 years ago, said, we're looking for how to talk about a different way of leadership. And I think we had mindful leadership, wakeful leadership, enlightened leadership, value-centered leadership. And Jen said, conscious leadership. And I was concerned. To me, it felt snotty, right? It felt like we were being condescending, that we were saying that we knew something that people didn't. And that really, as I've come to understand how we practice it, is the what we're saying. Us have a whole orient what is true and real for us. as we have talked about it and as other groups have talked about it, I do find, yes, Sam, that there's more and more people who are looking for something different. I think the window a lot of people find us through mindful leadership is how a lot of people search for us and find us online. That seems to be growing. I think there's a lot of people looking for something that's less transactional, more relational, and more imbued with spirit. Back to
little internet trouble there.
With, right?
Yeah.
Divinely inspired.
Okay, Jeff, I think your internet's a little wobbly. Jennifer, just to kind of finish things off, there are a lot of people who are very distrustful of businesses these days. There have been data breaches. There are tech companies that say one thing and do another thing. How do you see, like, how do we approach things so that we can actually make business our friend and help us to deal with some of these huge challenges that we have today? Like, how do we approach it when there's been so much distrust because of actions in the past?
Yeah, I would say listen to your wisdom. Listen to your own body. Listen to your own truth as to what business resonates and what business doesn't. There are a lot of businesses that live in the gray. And so I think the tendency is to think that all kind of corporate business, for-profit, you know, depending upon what industry, that they're bad and wrong. Now, there's a lot being revealed about companies right now that they were selling us something different, right?
Yeah.
You just have to look at the food industry right now to recognize that what American companies, for example, have been putting shit in the products for Americans to consume is poison in many cases. Not allowed in other countries.
Yeah.
Thank God for people like the Food Babe, who I was able to sit next to long ago, who's going to the Senate and showing Congress and like speaking out, right? Yeah. It doesn't mean all food companies are bad, but listening, learning, finding your own inner compass. We work with so many amazing brands that really give a shit about doing good. And I would say it is inspiring all the time to see for-profits and nonprofits really digging deep within to say, what matters? What matters to us? What's going to make this world a better place? What's purpose-driven? And we are so fortunate to work with a lot of those big brands. And so I think there's a lot of distrust, and there should be. Like, there's a lot of stuff that has not been honestly, transparently shared. And I think in the next decade, we're going to see more of that coming to light. But we always have the ability to check in with ourselves and to find what resonates with what we lean into, what lights us up, what feels good to our body. And the moment you know, question or need to do the sniff test, do it.
Yeah.
But listen to your own wisdom, not what other people are feeding you.
Right, right. Know your own truth in the end.
Yes.
Yeah. And believe that there are good people everywhere, because there are.
Yeah, absolutely. There are. There are always there. People are individuals, not monoliths. So yes, absolutely. Unfortunately, we have to leave it there. Jeff, Jennifer, thank you so much for coming on my show today and taking time out of your busy schedule. If people want to learn more about you, learn about Plenty Consulting, where should they go? How do they get in touch with you? And where do they find your book?
Awesome. Plentyconsulting.com. And our book is sold on Amazon and Barnes and Noble and Bookshelf or wherever you want to purchase it. You can also go to leadingwithlightthebook.com and download the first chapter for free.
Ah, very good. Very good. Okay. Well, thank you both so much for coming on my show today. I really appreciate it. And of course, Thank you, my loyal listeners, for tuning in each week. Without you, there is no show. So we really appreciate you coming and joining us each week. And don't forget, if you did miss any part of today's show, you can always catch the replay on talkradio.nyc and all over the podcasting apps, Google, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, wherever you listen to podcasts, you can find the Conscious Consultant Hour. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Take care. We will talk to you all next week.
Thanks, Sam.
Thanks, Sam.
Thank you.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Were you an essential worker during the pandemic? If you needed to learn stages of epilepsy, did you depend on advocates? Did you use new innovations to cope with mental and neurological issues? Maintaining high quality of life and keeping good mental health are what we all strive for. I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each week, top healthcare influencers, professionals, and innovators answer these questions and more. Stay tuned on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will continue to be Frank About Health with all of you.
If you don't have your health, what do you really have? It's time to feel good in your body and shift from struggle to ease. Hi, I'm Elizabeth Tripp, your host of Nourish the Soul, where we explore the sacred wisdom of your body while you sit back, relax, and go on a journey of self-discovery. Join me every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to awaken your heart, transform your well-being, and unlock a deeper understanding of yourself.
Hey everybody, it's Tommy D, the nonprofit sector connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant. And on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a high-achieving, growth-oriented leader? Are you interested in developing your authentic leadership while creating a healthy, inclusive workplace? Hi, I'm Dr. Mira Branku, host of The Hard Skills on talkradio.nyc at 5 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays, where we discuss how leaders develop the hard skills needed to make a greater impact. We interview experts, have live coaching, and tackle these challenges. Listen to The Hard Skills on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Medical Mutual wants to remind you it's almost time for Medicare's annual enrollment period. As a trusted health insurer for more than 90 years, Medical Mutual is here to help you find better Medicare benefits. Be confident you're getting the most from your Medicare Advantage plan. Schedule your free Medicare plan review today at medmutual.com/review. Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.